This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DJB and Co. How's that for sounding official? It's the DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Follow our exploits on Twitter at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N. And you can like us on Facebook at DJB Show. The circumstances we find ourselves in today, looking for something other than the election, not difficult to have this conversation. Snakes on a plane.
Ooh. Gotta be kidding me.
This was a big... Do you see the picture of this snake?
Oh, unfortunately, I will never fly again.
Oh, just don't fly on Aeromexico. That's the airline that let this thing
on
there.
I do fly on Aeromexico when I go to Cabo, actually.
Oh, no. See you later, alligator.
Oh, my
All right,
gosh.
So who has the story behind the story here? Was this a carry-on, like a dog or a cat that you put under your seat?
I don't know how it happened. I'm sure Victoria has the full story. All I know is that I was just flipping around, minding my own business. I saw this story pop up, and you watch the video, and the snake comes slithering out of the overhead bin, and it's slithering, and all of a sudden it drops, and you see whoever was filming it with their phone, the phone dropped too, because obviously that person was about, like, had the same reaction I would, which is to scream and just jump out the window. But how did the, I don't even know, Victoria, how did it get on the plane? Do we know?
This, actually, I didn't know about this story. This is all Kara. So, Kara, you tell us what happened, because I'm too afraid. I saw a little bit of the video, and I had to look away.
You know, I haven't watched the video yet, so I need to give it a look. I've just seen the picture of this gigantic snake, but I don't think they figured it out yet. They saw the snake, and then they gave them priority landing, so they could land ahead of everyone else. But apparently, they were able to trap it on the ground after it fell, like with a blanket or something like
that. What airport? Where did they fly into?
Because
Aeromexico's major airport in America is LAX.
Yeah, they landed in Mexico City.
Oh, good. Okay, good place for it. Leave it there.
Yeah, well, just take it out and then put it in the grass, and it'll
but
be.
But how did it get through security? I mean, how do you get it?
Mexico.
And this is a big
Mexico. Just wore it as a scarf.
It's Mexico.
Yeah,
Mexico.
Just say it again. It's Mexico.
Mexico.
Can I tell you my funny story about Mexico?
I'm laughing already. I don't know what the story is.
This is funny. All right. So my dad's friends had a house in Cabo, and we would go there twice a year. Doug knows because I would be gone from the show, or maybe I'd broadcast a show from Mexico when we had a good connection. And so they sold the house, and they were trying to give us stuff to take with them. And they had this beautiful plumeria tree in their backyard. And so Ron Beaton, the owner of the house, said, "Oh, I'll cut off a little bit, and you can take it home and plant it. It's going to grow. This thing is amazing, blah, blah, blah." So he gives me like a little stalk of a plumeria tree, which is very illegal. You're not supposed to take trees from Mexico and bring them in, right, without declaring them. So he's like, just shove it in a magazine or something. So I shove it in a magazine into my carry-on thinking, it's Mexico. No one's going to find anything. And I go up to go through security. And for whatever reason, the guy takes me apart. And I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to go to Mexican jail. This is going to be my new life.
You're very popular there.
I'm sure that I would be very popular in Mexican jail. And he even takes out the magazine that has the plumeria in it, and he riffles through it, like just, and the thing didn't fall out. I made it.
Wow.
I lived. Yeah, so even when they're thorough, they're not so thorough.
Do you have a plumeria tree now in your backyard?
Oh, it never grew. I tried, but it did not work.
All right, Men's Health Magazine.
Hey, I thought that was a good story.
It is a good story.
It was. Do we tell another one, or just sit here for the rest of the hour and let people
think
about
the story
you told? I think
you should be like Jennifer. You blew my mind.
Really?
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Back
Men's Health Magazine interviewing working flight attendants to find out their dirty secrets. Other than having snakes on the plane.
Yeah.
All right, in the article they admit, if you order coffee, They will give you a decaf because they want to encourage you to be asleep as much as possible.
Yeah.
Another thing about coffee you ought to know on the plane, all the flight attendants admit the water used to make it is pretty gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
It comes from the same tank as holds the toilet water. And they say, the tanks are never clean. Thank you, American Airlines. Also of note, they agree you ought not to drink the water on the plane unless you're in first class where you get a bottle. You're getting the same gross coffee water from the tank.
But it hasn't been boiled. Ooh.
Yeah. And they just fill it up into the big, so it looks like you're getting a big bottle of Poland Spring that's pouring into a cup,
right.
And it's not.
Right.
They're just refilling the same bottle.
Exactly.
So gross.
If you're rude to the attendants, flight attendants, they admit to messing with your food.
Oh, no.
And they've been known to put Visine in your drink. That gives you diarrhea. That's a popular trick.
No.
They agree that no one, regardless of cabin status, should ever eat the dinner rolls because they're exposed to so many germs.
So here's a question. They give you decaf because they want you to be asleep, but they don't mind if you have diarrhea on the plane?
Yeah.
That
never ends well, by the way.
The flight attendants also say they have keys to the bathrooms, and they always know when people are having sex in there, so they'll often unlock the doors to take pictures of people.
What?
Oh, come on. I don't believe that.
It's interesting because they said that they stick a phone into the thing, snap a picture, and the one girl, they're all anonymous in this, but the one girl said that always allows, you know, that lets the couple know, okay, we know what you're up to, so get out.
Done. You belong to Mile High Club, Jennifer?
No, I don't know how anybody does, by the way. Mm. Who the hell can fit two people in that bathroom?
Victoria, you belong to Mile High Club?
Can I abstain from answering?
I think we've got no answer.
In the bathroom or under a blanket? Because, come on.
International bathroom.
That's
seriously? Maybe it's a little bigger on international flights.
Mm-hmm. Slightly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Kara's too young. I'm not going to ask her.
The answer is no anyway.
Hey,
so,
Doug.
There you go.
Okay. What? Question for you. You belong to the Mile High Club?
Yeah.
I imagine that you do, but...
Frequent flyer.
13 past the hour.
Freaky flyers, more like it.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed, so we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, it's 17 past the hour. From the think about this before you do what you're thinking about doing, here's some, again, we're sort of trying to steer away
think
from the election stuff.
Before you think about what you're, okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Sure.
Before you make contributions to various charities, you ought to know what the people who run the organization make, and maybe a little bit more about what they do with the money. The American Red Cross pays its president $651,957 a year in expense money.
Oh.
March of Dimes. It's called the March of Dimes because only a dime out of every dollar goes to the causes that they say they're helping. Let's see here. UNICEF.
I heard about that recently.
$1.2 million a year. That's $100,000 a month.
Wow.
5 cents of your dollar goes to the cause that you're giving money for. Goodwill, CEO gets $2.3 million a year plus a piece of the profits. You donate to his business, he sells the stuff, and nothing goes to help anybody. Salvation Army, the commissioner gets $13,000 a year, and he runs a $2 billion organization. That's why I like the Salvation Army. 96 cents out of every dollar goes to the cause.
That's good to know. That's really good to
know. The Salvation Army.
Yep. Yeah.
Yesterday we had the American Legion National Commander on. He doesn't get paid anything. He has no salary. Your donation, 100%, goes to help veterans and their families.
It's
American
cool.
Legion. Veterans of Foreign War, same thing. Guy doesn't get a salary. Disabled American Veterans, no salary. American, the Military Order of Purple Hearts. The National Commander gets nothing. Donations go to help the veterans. That's it. Same with the Vietnam Veterans Association. Most of these veterans associations do it the right way. Let's see here. St. Jude Hospital, 100% goes toward funding and helping children.
Which is great.
Yep. Make-A-Wish Foundation, 100% goes to the wishes of the dying children. Lions Club, 100% goes to help the medical missions around the world that they support. So, again, the ones to give to American, most of the veterans causes, because I'm doing this now because Friday's Veterans Day, and I think you ought to be thinking about it. If you want to give some money, do not give money anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances to the Red Cross, the United Way, UNICEF, which did a big haul on Halloween,
yep.
Goodwill Industries, or the March of Dimes. They're
Wounded
all...
Warriors, unfortunately, is another one, too.
Well, I thought they were gone.
I used to give to them, but then they had some sort of, I don't know.
And that was recent, too, like a year ago.
But, yeah, I thought they were pretty much gonzo. But the American Red Cross, awful. March of Dimes, awful. United Way, awful. UNICEF, awful. Goodwill, awful. Give if you don't care. If you care that your money, your hard-earned money, goes to help somebody, then give to most of these. But Salvation Army is the best one, I think. I've always thought that, frankly. Make-A-Wish I like. I do care about the American Legion. My father was a participant in that stuff. Veterans of Foreign Wars, all of those, and especially Vietnam Veterans Association. From my era, those men and women have been unbelievably dismissed. 21 past the hour with DJV.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a
musical portion of this hour belongs in part to Lady Gaga. 24 after the hour with DJ V. Gaga likes country music. She's got a new album called Joanne, which is number one on the Billboard charts. Lots of Nashville inspiration here. There's a songwriter named Hillary Lindsay who co-wrote three of the songs for this project, including the ballad Million Reasons, which we are listening to at the moment. Let's crank it up, Cass. He's trying to get into the country act or sound like it. You like this?
No, they love the country, but I do like this.
Song.
Everything sounds like Adele to you. Yeah, Grace VanderWaal to Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you want to be? Adele has been. I saw on the plane coming back. I can't remember which trip it was. I was coming back from L.A. or London. But I was watching the story of Adele. What a fabulous story. Somebody is just. Well, she comes from a low rent district of London.
Yeah.
And has had so many experiences. And she's so good at writing about them. I am so off of Taylor Swift, especially after watching the Adele story. But you watch and listen, and it seems like this. All these various genres are trying to pull in on her because she's so fabulously successful around the world.
I think the difference, because both Adele and Taylor Swift, by the way, have. I mean, they have careers that you can't discount. I mean, they've written a lot of songs. They've written a lot of hits.
Yeah,
but the thing is that Adele's managed to stay out of like that really deep Hollywood scene,
right,
where Taylor Swift craved it. That's why she crossed over into pop music, and she wanted to be part of that scene.
So apparently, Gaga, back to her, she has a keen appreciation for all facets of various forms of music, classical music, folk and country. She likes the newer country. I happen to like the older country. As a matter of fact, I found it on my SiriusX. I didn't find it. Meredith did. I like listening to it. It's kind of fun. Gaga says everybody thinks of rock and roll and country is in different ways. She said they all have babies. I love Johnny Cash. I love Neil Young. I love Garth Brooks.
She says she's like Garth Brooks since she was a child. When I was small, my father used to play "I've Got Friends in Low Places" really loud. And I catch him in the basement dancing by himself. Yeah, it is. I thought it was cool. She said, "I have a general and deep respect for all country musicians. I love all kinds of music, and this is just what I wrote about." So I have a million reasons. There's also a song called, who is it, Ayo? Is that how you
call it? Ayo.
Hey, Ayo. Oh, I see. Yeah. And then, you guys, is that what that is, Karen?
This is Ayo. This is almost like new country, like Carrie Underwood almost.
Yeah. Jen, yeah. You be our expert on country. What do you think?
I like it. I really do.
She's still doing the half bowl, the half bowl, the half bowl, the halftime show.
I think she's going to be great for that. Yep, February 5th.
All right, let's see what else.
Texas, right?
Is she from Texas?
No. I think the Super Bowl is in Texas. Next year,
be. You can prove it by me. Red Hot Chili Peppers added a 27-day spring run to their upcoming tour in support of their 11th studio album, The Getaway. The new leg will kick off in April with a show at the Verizon Center in Washington. Runs through June. They'll be ending up at the United Center in Chicago, if Chicago still exists. Let's see here.
This has been a surprise hit for the Chili Peppers.
Has it?
The Getaway, yes. They this is their first new album in 5 years.
Didn't they really get the kickoff with the carpool karaoke thing? Isn't that what kicked us off?
They got something like 45 million views. On,
wow.
Yeah, so it definitely helped.
28 after.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
In Japan, Erection Day.
Oh, so, I tried to stop that. It's like I was in slow motion.
You didn't try too hard, babe. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, DJ V. So the new boss will be apparent. Well, maybe tomorrow, maybe not, maybe the next day. The whole business is, there'll be recounts, I'm going to bet. It may go into overtime. That is, we may not have an answer tonight.
So can I think tell that'd you? Be cool. It would be cool, right?
Yeah. I'd rather that. Me.
So I did my electrical map because, yes. You know, I made my own.
Oh my God, you are such a nerd.
You should go too. It's really fun.
Oh yeah.
I made my own electoral map. And being optimistic, because I am a Trump supporter, I optimistically did the map. And the furthest that I could get him, and actually the most, I mean, in a plausible way, not giving him like Michigan, but giving him North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, I could get him to 269, 269. This thing could be a tie.
Yeah.
And I said that.
I said four votes last night. I was talking to one of my friends who's involved in the town politics. He said, no, it'll be more than that. If Hillary wins Florida, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
If Trump wins Florida, it's going to be right on the line. That's the way I look at it. What about
the way to watch the results tonight is if Trump wins Florida, and you'll know that early because it's the East Coast. You'll know if he wins Florida, then watch North Carolina. If he wins North Carolina, it's on, like Donkey Kong. If not,
Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Nevada, Colorado, Ohio, Michigan, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, all new states. Important.
Yeah. I mean, the odds are very much in Hillary Clinton's favor to win. It's just that's the way the electoral map is stacked. Uh-huh. Not that it's even the most fair, but it just is.
It's mind-bogglingly, it numbs me to think about how we all really get screwed. My vote doesn't count.
Right.
Your vote doesn't count.
Oh, gosh, no. How does your vote not count?
So you're saying you're voting for Trump.
Because the states that we're in are not. No, I'm not voting for Trump.
But how would your vote not count?
Because I'm not voting for Hillary either. So, under the circumstances.
You're going to vote for Trump. Don't even lie. You know you're going to walk in there and do it, Dougie. No. You know you're going to do it. Just admit it. Cop to it. Just come on. Let's hear it. Say it. I want to hear it. MAGA.
I'm not going to say it because I'm
MAGA.
All right, anyway.
Just do it.
Hey, Electoral College, though. I am so tired of this when my vote doesn't count. That's what I'm saying. By the way, the part of the civic super nerd being played by Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen. And there she is right there. Yes, having a great time. Truth, justice, and the American way. It'll be interesting if this goes to the Supreme Court like it did when George Bush cheated Al Gore out of the presidency.
Yeah, it was not a cheat, Dougie.
Oh, it was too. Come on.
It was the law. And sadly, we have to stand by. And you know what? I bet you anything that Hillary Clinton wins the popular vote and then the Electoral College gets caught. I mean, it's very possible to win the popular vote and not the Electoral College.
Yeah, ask Al Gore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the point. Yeah. It's not good. Bad. Yeah.
Do we have Victoria Bullis with us joining?
I forgot. Oh my
yeah. God. You just blew up my ear.
I guess that reminder in his ear didn't get through.
I guess not.
All right, so Victoria Bullis
is excited. This is
why don't we take it? Let's take a couple of quick minutes here, Kara, and then we'll get to Victoria, who's going to give us her. She's one of the country's best psychics. So let's get her a read, Victoria. We have two Victoria. Victoria Bullis, Victoria Keelan. Let's get her a read. They're both.
Hey, and Dougie.
Yes.
MAGA.
MAGA what?
Oh, my God.
MAGA. What's MAGA mean?
Oh, jeez. Go to Victoria. MAGA. Make America great again. Go Victoria.
MAGA. We'll find out who Victoria Bullis thinks is going to win and what happens if, in a matter of moments here, 39 after the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage.
It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
All right, it's 41 minutes after the hour. Victoria Bullis, whose website is Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, is here with us, one of the country's great psychics. So let's start with Prince Harry, Victoria. The tabloids are all over his relationship with his American girlfriend. So what would his mother say? Can you find, can you connect to Princess Di? You do that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have many times that I met her in real life. More than once. I never did a reading for her, but yeah, I have connected with her hundreds of times, I would say. And she chose this woman. She made sure that they're meeting because he's going to be learning some things from her, but that's not the one she's got in mind for the long haul. And remember, he's a prince. I mean, who he marries is really, really, really important because he's in line for the throne. And they don't want any divorces, like, you know, Camilla had.
Yeah.
And he's been working extremely hard on himself and is turning into be a really fine man. He's had some help with it because he has so many scandals. And he's turning a corner in his life and is going to go for, the word I get right now is greatness. Not just because he has a title, but to really do what he says and honor his mother's memory by doing as much for the world as he possibly can.
When you say you're, the word you're getting, will you give us a little insight into how it is that you and others who are sensitive get this? There's a thought, I think you and I have talked about this, as to whether we all have psychic ability. To a certain extent, I think we all do. It's how we train it, develop it, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are people like you that have more of it and are conscious of it. But what does it mean when you say you're hearing or you're getting? What are you getting? What are you hearing?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm so used to using the words, I don't even think about what I'm saying. Well, I hear words telepathically, in other words, silently in my ear all the time. Sometimes, I'd say two or three times a year maybe, I actually hear words out loud as though someone is speaking them in the room, but there's no one in the room, at least not anybody with 3D anyhow. You know, high depth and width called a body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get things, I'm glad that you asked this question. You know, everybody's got intuition. It's built into who we are. Then you can develop it to a keener state called psychic ability. But then there's something beyond that, which you get, Doug, I know. And by the way, I heard Victoria call you Dougie. I thought I was the only one in the world that got to call you Dougie.
Oh, that was Jen. Jen's the only one who gets to call him that.
Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, big boy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway, then there's something beyond that. It's called, well, the general term is a knowingness. You just know things. And no matter what somebody says, you're not going to be convinced otherwise. And does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I just think when people who are sensitive say they get it, I just want people to know how you're getting it. And everybody probably works differently. Let me just dodge into something else before we talk about the election, and that's the status of the custody agreement that Angelina Jolie has now with Brad Pitt. She gets sole custody of them. These people, I guess I'm just wondering what goes on and what kind of connection. It seemed they almost had a soul connection when they first met.
Oh, yeah, big time. Very, very much so. They're what can be called twin souls, sometimes called twin flames, essence twins. There are several words for it. It means that you're so close, you're practically the same soul, and eventually you do meld into one and become one soul. However, there are problems there because you know the other person so well, you know, you know their, all their faults and what they're about to say and so on, and that can be wonderful at times and it can be nasty. The moment that I saw that she had this big team that she'd hired and that Brad had hired only one person, I knew right away that he was going to lose. That's a knowingness. And it's sad. He's a wonderful man. And he's a good father. I know a lot of people that know him, lots of people. And he's just a really kind, wonderful person. And he made a mistake, and she wanted out anyway, and she capitalized on it.
Mm-hmm. It's opportunity,
sad.
Right?
Yeah,
it's very sad. I hope he fights it because he deserves to not have it be that way. It's not going to stay that way because he doesn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. That's what I just got, speaking of the word God.
All right. Okay, let's talk.
I didn't realize that they had finalized the custody battle.
Yeah,
they
did yesterday.
Until you told me.
Yep. Okay, so the polls are open. At least in the East Coast, the Midwest, and the storylines today will be what? We've talked about this back and forth. This is not about your own opinion. This is not about your ideas when it comes to politics, whatever your persuasion is. But what are you, quote unquote, getting as to the results?
Well, I'm gonna shift that a little bit, if I can. Janet Reno died yesterday.
Yes.
And she was going to go anyway, but she, on the soul level, decided to go the day before the election so that she could, from the other side, help sway the election towards Hillary Clinton.
Huh. Is that going to work, you think? That's what's going to happen?
You know what? I really get not to say anything. I've been talking about what I was feeling was going to happen for most of the year, and about 2 weeks ago, my spirit guide said, don't say anymore. And I have to honor that. Don't know why. I don't know. Maybe the FBI was there investigating me or something. I don't know.
Trump will blame you. He'll come after you.
So I just got not to comment on it. But I am floored at how close it is on this day. I really am.
Can we ask how long do you think it'll take for all of it to be settled and finally decided? Will it be tonight or will it be two nights
like
from
tomorrow.
Now?
Possible. It could stretch out till Thursday with recounts and so on. But I would lay some money on the fact it'll be tomorrow.
Mm. All right. Can you look ahead enough or get a sense as to whether we can actually, my interest isn't really in the election, but changing the way America runs.
Yeah.
And so, can we look forward to, do you think there's a chance, does it seem to you, in whatever sense you have, whatever guidance you have, that we actually can deal with many, if not most, of these problems that make the election process, the people who run, the system itself, so un-American in reality, so unfriendly and unfair?
Well, I'm not quite sure I got the entire gist of your question. Can you make it a little more concise?
I can.
Please.
Trump says that it's rigged. I don't know if I'd use that word, and I don't know that I would say it's rigged for the same reason that he's saying it's rigged. But I do think the system is broken badly, and I'm asking if you think that we can fix it. In the near term.
Change it. Yeah, transform is the word that I got.
Okay.
And now I'm going to be aware of how often I say the word God. Transform it. Yeah, it needs help. And that it should have happened better after the Chad incident back in, what year was
Florida.
That?
Was it 2000?
2000. It was meant to have been changed then. You know, when you've got people involved and people that are aspiring to something like politics and or money, it's going to be flawed. Nothing's going to be perfect because of the greed factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the more money is involved, the more prestige one can have or power, the more likely there's going to be corruption. It just goes with the territory.
Yeah.
So I feel that the election is about 68% to 82% accurate.
No.
Somewhere in there. So it's
going to be the other way around.
It's not going to be a perfect outcome.
No. Well, I think we all figure we have less than perfect characters running, for sure. There's no such thing as perfection, but heavens, this is really the other side, almost the opposite of perfection, imperfection. All right, Victoria Bullis can be found at victoriabullis.com, at Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S. It is 10 minutes for the hour here with DJB.
Ding!
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Recognize a theme that is as ambiguous as this one is, but because I know it's from the movie Dave, I remember how it sort of played out. Dave is one of the great movies, I think. Great storyline, great acting. Kevin Klein shows his real stuff. The story of a president, and a lot of presidential movies today, which is the focus of Chuck Curry, our movie guy. How many of these presidential movies? The one that had Michael Douglas in it, I quite liked. But I'm thinking of all of them now going back.
I'll run down a few. You tell me your opinion.
Okay, I will. We'll do that in a moment. Presidential movies in the movie news department at 54 past the hour.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
station.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, so let's get to some of your favorite presidential movies, Trucker.
These are all fictional presidents, and you tell me what you think. I would say my number one is Dave, Kevin Kline, directed by Ivan Reitman. I love that film. It makes you feel real good. I would describe Dave as a trustworthy president. Number two, American President, 1995, Michael Douglas's President Shepard. Great speech in that movie. I like Bill Pullman in Independence Day. Yeah. That classic 4th of July speech. He also got in a fighter pilot in Fort Aliens. That's a big plus when you're president. Deep Impact? I think Morgan Freeman made a very classy president.
Yep.
Harrison Ford in Air Force One, pretty heroic president.
Yep.
He's good.
I liked Aaron Eckhart in Olympus Has Fallen. Thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, White House Down. What do you think of that? Not bad.
Yeah, it was a good. That was a good movie. I saw Nixon and Elvis on the plane coming back the other night.
And
I didn't like Elvis. Who was it that played Elvis? I forgot.
Michael Shannon looked too old, right?
Yeah, he looked awful. Yeah,
he looked really old.
Didn't work.
But I thought Kevin Spacey was great as Nixon.
I mean, I just think of him as Frank Underwood on one hand, as that president playing Nixon. He pulls it off. I think it's a silly movie, but yet it tells the real story, and it was kind of fun. Actually, I thought it was
maybe the most miscast president in a movie I like, Donald Pleasence in Escape from New York.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he was sort of trying to hide it almost felt like an English accent as the president of the United States. But I do love the film. In terms of TV, got to go with Martin Sheen on The West Wing. Great.
Yes, absolutely.
Dennis Haysbert in 24.
Yep.
Great president.
Yep.
And also kudos to Sherry Jones, who played President Taylor on 24.
Female
president. She was also really good. And Kiefer Sutherland, I think, makes a great president on the new ABC show Designated Survivor.
That's doing very well in the ratings. Very well.
And so, a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. Well written. It's fun to watch. Yep, it is. All right. So I just wanted to check in with you also on a couple of other movies that are floating around. You were talking yesterday about this Doctor Strange, which seems to have come out of nowhere. I don't know. This is about an astral experience. What is another Marvel?
Well, it's a superhero. It's based on a comic book character. It's a comic book character that I think was written in the 1960s. It's lesser known than some of the other characters like Iron Man or Captain America. But Marvel did a great job with Ant-Man last year with Paul Rudd, a lesser known character. I thought that was a tremendously entertaining movie. And Doctor Strange is a pretty fun movie, making a lot of money. It's done over $385 million overseas.
Really?
And $85 million opening weekend here in the States. So Marvel, like I said many times, is a studio that literally can do no wrong.
Yep. All right, Chuck Curry with his overview of mostly presidential actors, 59 after the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.